So item number four is matters arising from the last minute. There are two items. The first one would be paragraph 3.11, which is the progress update on the West Kowloon Cultural District. Page 10 of your draft minutes. In response to the request of task force members, the link of the report for the public consultation exercise, which has already been circulated to members, which was on the 13th of September. And that is for members' information. And I'm sure that later on there will be WKCD update to us in our term. The next matters arising...
Sorry, Madam Chair, for the record, Nick, could I declare for this meeting and future meetings a conflict of interest, not a conflict, but a direct interest in West Kowloon? So I will have to step back whenever there are discussions about West Kowloon.
So you prefer not to stay for that item or just abstain from making comments?
I will leave it to you, Chair.
Okay, we will deal with that, you know, in terms of the direct conflict, because there would be specific projects. Sometimes it's about linking the WKCD with the nearby area pedestrian bridges. That would be less direct, but that may be specific projects like M+ that some of the architects, for example, may be directly involved. So we will deal with that. Thank you. All right. So paragraph 4.18. And this is the proposed comprehensive residential development at Yau Tong Inland Lot 44 and the adjoining government land, Yau Tong. Actually, in our last meeting, there's a number of comments that has been raised in particular to the additional planning gains that we can achieve with this support for the proposed amendment. So all the comments has been summarized to the Town Planning Board on the 19th of July. All right, so that is for members' information. All right, yes, Paul.
I'm just mentioning to my transport department colleague sitting right next to me that I think we should have a more in-depth discussion about the traffic arrangements around that at the Sam Kasun ferry pier and how the site and the pavement and the pedestrian areas there is going to work together with the loading and unloading in the area. So I hope that discussion is not going to be closed, but we can keep that open, and I'm happy to work directly with the Transport Department trying to come up with some ideas. There's been correspondence between myself and the Development Bureau on this, and I had asked for further information, but it maybe can be done outside and informally and then come back to you once that's been completed.
Thank you. And I think that comment has also been reflected in our letters to the Town Planning Board in terms of an explicit item of especially the vehicle access facing Yan Yu Y and the current proposal location facing the promenade was being considered as undesirable. So we hope that there would be, you know, further communications on the particular item. All right. So thanks a lot. Thank you, Paul. So that concludes the matters arising.